from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For Kuminga. We got him? All right. Let's head out to the River Islands guest line. We're joined by Monty Poole, Warriors beat writer for NBC Sports Bay Area. Here's an open-ended question, but I'll open with this, Monty. How did we get here with Klay Thompson poised to sign with Dallas?
there's a lot to it. A lot of layers there. The bottom line, I guess the short version, is that this is a case where, in many ways, pride and ego overcame sort of sentimentality. I think there was a part of Klay that never wanted to leave, but I think what's happened over the past year, going back to last summer and during the regular season, so many things happened that he didn't like. And, he did feel at times disrespected. I think he felt he'd earned more than he'd gotten. And so by the end of the season, I think he was looking for something different, something new, something fresh. You don't know how it's going to work. And I thought for a while there, sometimes people start heading for divorce and then cooler heads prevail when money gets waved around. Mm. I thought there was a possibility that could happen here. But the money wasn't going to get waved around. So when the money wasn't waved around, it wasn't like, okay, all's well that ends well. It was more like, well, here's who we are, here's where we are, and here's why we are here. So Klay wants something different, and the Warriors were starting to move away from him, changing his role, didn't like that. And so here we are.
Monty, let me ask you this, and thanks for your time. We had Jay Dumas on yesterday, and he had said behind the scenes, it wasn't loud as Draymond, but there was some stuff going on with Klay and how, he was disgruntled and how he showed that. You're around the team every day. Did you see any of that throughout last season or the seasons?
I didn't see much of it, but I heard about things leaking out that, Klay was, had a little bit of a different attitude this year. And if you talk to Klay, you kind of felt it a little bit. It wasn't quite like Kevin Durant's last season where you can tell as the season went on that he was really not in a good place. With Klay, you could tell there were subtle things you could see, but from what I heard, there was stuff going on in the background that hadn't happened before. He went from being, as Mark Jackson used to say, a no-maintenance guy to where there were things here and there that would pop up that was like, Klay is not doing, Klay has got it in the mood today. You hear stuff like that. Now, in terms of specific instances and what he may have done, I don't have any examples, but I did hear that there were some things behind the scenes. Yeah, that Klay was not himself. And I think looking back, you can see that, either in his play even.
No, I agree with you. Monty Poole joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Works for NBC Sports Bay Area covering the Golden State Warriors. I'm just wondering this because I heard some people talk about, Wiggins got his money.
Poole got his money. Draymond Green obviously got his money. Was there any of that to Clay's decision of, you know what, it feels like you've taken care of a bunch of people, but I've been here since the beginning. How about a little love for me?
I think there was. I don't think there was that much about Jordan and Wiggins because, you know, those deals came right in the glow of a championship. And Jordan had played really well that year. You know, and when at the time, it's like, okay, they're investing in Jordan. Maybe they overpaid a little bit, but he looked like a guy who could be a really good player for a long time, certainly a good offensive player. And Wiggins, you saw what he did in the postseason, especially in the finals. I mean, he did a number on Luka. Then he got to the finals, and he did a number on defense at both ends, defense and offense. And I thought at the time, if Wiggins is going to play like he did in this postseason, this is a pretty good deal for the right. Warriors. However, you know, Wiggins became Wiggins again, and that rainbow guy, you know, where, yeah, you know, when you see him, he's beautiful, but he's not always there, you know. And so that's the part that looks back. I think Clay may have been more bothered by the deal Draymond got, you know, because let's face it. I mean, Draymond had done some things to hurt this team, you know. Yeah. He punched Jordan, you know, and so you look at that, and I think Draymond was, I think if you're Clay, you're probably feeling some kind of way about that. It's like, wait a minute, you know, I've been a loyal soldier here, and Draymond is kind of, and Draymond himself will admit this, that he pretty much ruined that season. And he got paid, you know. And so if you're Clay, I can see him feeling some kind of way about that. He didn't express it publicly, but I don't doubt that he felt a certain way about it.
Monty, I love Harden. I hate to see Clay go, but I was all in thinking that Paul George was realistic, like this thing might happen. And I'm getting conflicting reports that they offered Kuminga in some sort of package or they did not. Did you think that was actually going down? And do you know if Kuminga was actually on the table?
I've heard the same. I've heard that, yeah, they were willing to part with JK, and then I heard they weren't. But the thing that always stuck in the back of my mind throughout, because there were a number of barriers, the thing that always stuck out in my mind was, why would the Clippers do this? Mm. Why would the Clippers let Paul George go to the Warriors of all teams? I mean, the Warriors don't have a lot of friends in the league now. You know, I mean, what they've done over the past 10 years sort of changed. They used to be the cubby little team you can sort of work over and exploit. Things have changed. And so, you know, people look at the Warriors a little bit differently now. And I think, you know, there were a number of things that you had to do, a sign and trade, and you had to work out the finances of everything. And I'm thinking, yeah, there's got to do a number of things. But bottom line is the Clippers have to want to do it.
Right.
Everybody has to want to do it, not just the Warriors and Paul George. The Clippers have to want to do it, too. And if Paul George wanted it, that's one thing. If the Warriors wanted it, that's another thing. But if Clippers didn't want it, it wasn't going to happen. And that's what I thought. You know, I thought the Clippers didn't really have a real motivation to do this. I think even if Kuminga were involved, they would have to think, you know, do we really want to do this? Because they got to know Kuminga's going to get paid soon. So, and everybody right now is afraid to death of the second apron, which is understandable because if you go there, you're stuck.
Monty Poole joining us on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Where are the Warriors with Lauri Markkanen? Somebody that apparently can be had, but I got to believe he's also coveted by a number of teams.
Absolutely. Yeah. You look at Lauri Markkanen, yeah, he only has 1 year left on his contract, $18 million for next season, and then he can be an unrestricted free agent. whoever gets Lauri Markkanen, I do think he'll end up somewhere, but whoever gets him is going to have to pay him. But he's a 7-foot guy who gives you numbers that are not that different from what Dirk Nowitzki used to give the Mavericks. I mean, he's a 20-plus a night scorer. He's an 8-rebound a night there. You get 8 rebounds a night. So he's a really good player. And if you're the Warriors, I think that's a move you'll try to make. The problem is, I mean, and I know you know this,
yeah. Danny,
is that Danny Ainge, you know, he's a tough trade partner.
Yeah.
No. And so, and he knows he has options with Lauri. So, whoever ends up with Lauri may have to overpay because Ainge doesn't really need draft picks, though. He's got like 1 million draft picks in the next 5 years. I think he has like something like 11 first-round picks in the next 4 or 5 years. So, He's covered there. He would want players he can plug in and play right now. And I don't know from the Warriors who would that be. I mean, Kuminga might be intriguing, but I don't know for sure that that's going to get it. You know.
Yeah, and then they'll have to pay Kuminga, so they would need to really want Kuminga, and then know they have to pay him.
Yeah, so it would have to be a package deal, and you know, and Markkanen, wherever he ends up, and I do think again, the Jazz aren't trying to move him, but people are calling them, and Danny Ainge is going to listen, and if he gets a deal that he can't say no to, then he's got to pull the trigger. The question is, can the Warriors assemble such a deal? Which, from what I understand, they've been trying to figure out a way to do that. Now, they pull it off. It's a great recovery from what they've done the first 48 hours of the free agency period. But if they can't pull it off, this summer's going to be really, really rough.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about, Monty. Let's just say Kuminga stays here and he's a Warrior. What are the chances of him getting paid this summer?
The first thing they would do, I think, is look back at the Jordan Poole situation and say, okay, did we pull the trigger too soon on Jordan? Should we have waited another year? And so that's the cautionary tale that may or may not influence how they feel about Kuminga. I know Joe Lacob loves Kuminga, does not want to trade him. But not everybody is as in love with JK as Joe is. And Joe can be swayed. I mean, Joe was reluctant to move James Wiseman. But there were enough people in the building that thought, you know what, this is the right thing for us right now. And I think Joe reluctantly pulled the trigger and authorized that move. JK might be a little tougher because if you think about it, and they move Jonathan Kuminga, that will mean that of those years when they had really high draft picks and a chance to sort of restart the Warriors, that second timeline thing, what do you have left? You got five teenagers in over 3 years, and only Moses Moody would be around.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, you lost Wiseman's gone. You know, then the next year they bring in Patrick Baldwin Jr., Ryan Rollins, both teenagers. They're gone. And so you have Moody and Kuminga still here. If you trade Kuminga, then you're looking at those drafts and going, did we just fumble away a bunch of drafts or what? Unless you get, to me, a guy who can plug in right now, because to me, if they're going to insist that the priority is to maximize what is left of Steph's career, his effective career, that means you need players like Paul George, obviously, so you can plug in right now and be a stud. And, you know, I know Zach LaVine is available, very available. And the Warriors are like, if you're the Warriors, you're thinking, you know, Zach's exciting, great athlete. He can put the ball in a basket.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna defend very much, but he can get buckets. And that would be an option if the Warriors like what comes back. I mean, what they have to give up. But LaVine is on the books. He's gonna make like $46 million the next 3 years. So it's a ton of money, and that's, I think, is gonna scare some people off, and why. Whoever ends up with LaVine, who I think will end up someplace because Chicago is really wanting to move him out, I think that can be an issue there. It's his contract. That's going to be the burden there. So you look at LaVine, that's going to be a tough one. And so there are other options. But in terms of star-caliber players, Markkanen is the one who I think would be the best fit and obviously the best deal given his contract. And the Warriors can then decide what they want to pay him or extend him. If they were to go after him. But a guy like LaVine would be tantalizing, but I just don't know if, you know, I know the Bulls and Warriors have discussed this already, and the Warriors didn't like what the Bulls wanted, and so therefore that ended that conversation. So I think you look at that, and the Warriors, if Zach LaVine comes here, that means some things have changed, and the Warriors said, okay, this is something we can do, and I don't think they want to trade Kuminga, and obviously it's going to be hard to get a star player that you can plug in without moving Kuminga.
Wow, Monty, I agree with you. I told Steiny he disagreed. I'd go pick LaVine up from the airport because he can't put the ball in the hole. I want to talk to you about the dirty little secret, Monty, and I'm just looking at the Warrior chessboard from my perspective. If this thing doesn't get better, what is Steph Curry thinking? Because to me, he should be, him and Dre should want Zach LaVine, not waiting for some eggs to hatch, and by the time they hatch, it might be too late. What do you think Steph Curry's thinking about getting immediate help?
I think he wants it badly. I think he wants it badly. And so that put, and the Warriors know that, and that puts a certain amount of pressure on them to do something, which I think they will. But can, will they do something that will satisfy Steph? And now maybe Zach LaVine, you know, it, again, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the Warriors kind of like their finances right now. And if they were to go out to, now maybe if they were a package with Wiggins and some other parts, maybe that would be something they would do. But I think based on all I've heard so far, their number one target is Lauri Markkanen. And if they, you know, and he's the number one target because Paul George went off the table on Saturday. They had everything lined up for Paul George, and they, you know, there was a lot, they got close, but it didn't happen. And once that was gone, the Warriors were like, okay, we have to scramble now. What are we going to do? And Lauri Markkanen is the guy who, you know, he's that beautiful stretch four. And the Warriors, the Warriors are a short team. Yeah, they led the league in rebounding, but they're still a short team. And Markkanen is a guy who would be able, you can plug right in, and he can play three or four. You know, he ain't going to be a great shot rim protector, even though he's 7 feet, but he's a presence. And again, you know, if you got a 7-footer who can get buckets, and he can, a 40% shooter from three, that's big in this league.
Hey, Monty, thank you as always, man.
Appreciate it.
A lot going on, and we appreciate your time.
All right, boys, take care.
All right, that was Monty Poole, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Monty Poole works for NBC Sports Bay Area. And he-
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.